All right, hey y'all, and welcome back to another year, another podcast. Happy 2024 to each and every one of you. I was actually sitting here going through old podcasts that I had never released. I've told you guys this before, but I have several podcast episodes that are recorded with guests and I never release them. So instead of getting on the mic today is Monday, January 8th. I was like, I just really want to utilize some of the podcast audio because why not, right? I recorded several episodes 2022, at the end of 2022 and the beginning of 2023, and I never released them. And so as I was sitting here trying to go through and find an episode to upload today, none of them gave, you know what I mean? And I guess that's why I never released them, because I wasn't like exactly excited about the conversations. Now I haven't gone through all of them, but the few that I sat here and went through, I was like, yeah, no. So let me just get on the mic. I think y'all should hear my voice and only my voice first for the first episode of 2024. And as per usual, I don't have any notes, no bullet points. I just kind of go off the dome, so to speak, because I really like my podcast to flow very organically. So, and I knew, listen, some of y'all are ready to fight me, okay? Because 2023, the uploads were so sporadic. I told you I was having technical difficulties, blah, blah, blah. But I've had so many of you reach out and say, T, when is the next podcast episode going to drop? And I'm like, Lord, if I don't drop this today, somebody gonna fight me. So I am chilling in my office. I got me some hot chocolate. I have been craving hot chocolate for days. So we're just going to chill and have a conversation, okay? So if I pause for a second, it's because I'm sipping on my hot chocolate, amen? All right. So I think what I really want to touch on is I want to reflect on 2023. And I reflect all throughout the year, but I really just want to reflect and kind of put a pin in it. It being 2023. And I want to, hopefully you guys can take what I'm about to say and implement as per always, right? 2023, as I've said many times before, was deemed, I coined it, the year of the reset. And that's exactly what it was. I had to reset every area of my life because coming out of 2022, I was just not happy. I was mentally drained. I was mentally fucked. And I really needed to reconnect to my higher self that would not allow the bullshit that I was allowing. And I needed to reconnect to peace and zen. Yeah. So that's exactly what I did. And I will honestly say, y'all, I don't want to jump all over the place like I typically do. There's so much power in setting intentions. So much power. And that was demonstrated and proven to me time after time last year. Anytime I wanted something, I would just put that intention out into the universe. And I just sit and watch how things just start to change and morph. Puzzle pieces started to be, you know, put into place. Shifts started to happen, all because of an intention that I set. Now, I'm going to give y'all a prime example. So I told you guys, hold on, let me get some hot chocolate. Hold up. I told you guys that I started working again. So I went from being a full-time entrepreneur to being a corporate baddie all over again, right? In property management. And I moved to Nashville end of 2022. And where I live, I said that I wanted to work where I live because I love this building. I was in love with it. Yeah, I'm biased because my daughter worked here, but I really set the intention of wanting to work here, right? I dislike driving a whole lot. I was telling my friend Orland yesterday, I was like, I need to be a multimillionaire just so I can hire a driver. That's the only reason I need it. Because I really dislike driving. And even though my job is literally across the street, it's still too much driving. So when I got here in the 2022, I set the intention. I said, I want to work here. Right? But I had an amazing job. I loved the manager. You know, shit happens. You don't always get along. It's not always peaches and cream. Right? But for the most part, I really enjoyed working where I worked. So remember, I set the intention of working where I live. So I've been at my job for almost a year, and so many things happened. So I watched two leasing agents come and go. I watched the assistant manager quit. And then at the end, I think October, November of 2023, my daughter gets a promotion. So naturally, I couldn't work where I live because my daughter was the property manager, nepotism, blah, blah, favoritism, yada, yada, right? So I couldn't work here for that reason. So now that she has been promoted and somebody else is now the new property manager, then that kind of opened the door, right? So things that had to happen, two leasing agents quit. The assistant manager quit. My daughter gets a promotion. The new manager that works here now, he gets released from his last position and needs a new job, right? All of these puzzle pieces, right? So then I actually assisted in staging the model in November, the new model here. And so as I'm in the unit staging, I'm hanging pictures, somebody walks in. I don't know who this person is. I assumed it was the maintenance guy because I was needing his assistance with one of the beds. But no, it's this tall Caucasian guy, right? No idea who this is. So I said, oh, hey. You know, I kind of yelled from the room because I didn't want to scare the person walking in, right? So I'm like, hey, I'm in here and I'm walking in. We kind of meet in the hallway. And he's like, oh, hey, I'm Gino, the new property manager. I'm like, oh, I've heard so much about you, right? So we hit it off immediately. Puzzle pieces, right? This is a puzzle piece moment. We hit it off immediately. I walk with him down back into the office. And I don't remember what I said or did, but I said something or did something. And Gino was like, oh, hey, we need to hire her. This is who I need on my team. Now, he didn't know that I had a desire to work here. I just met this man 5 minutes before. He did not know this, right? But because he liked my energy, and of course, I'm very familiar with where I live, and I'm in the industry and all the things, he was like, I want to hire her. Immediately, that's what he said. So puzzle pieces, right? I didn't have to do anything in 2023 to make this happen. Nothing. I set my intention at the end of 2022, and I kept holding on to the energy of one day working here, but I didn't press the issue. I wasn't stressed about it because I had a job that I really loved, right? So that's just a very simple example of how going with the flow and allowing God, the universe, to work their magic, right? All you have to do is set your intention. Did y'all hear all of the pieces, all of the things, all of the the things that were set in motion, how all of that, that was, I listen, maybe I'm just delusional, but if you ask me, all of those things happened just so I could get what I wanted, right? And y'all know my affirmation of always is I always get what I want and I don't stress about it. And that's one of the biggest takeaways that I can say that I have from 2023 is not stressing, right? Letting go of things that you cannot control. Set your intention. Y'all remember that phrase, set it and forget it, right? That's it. That's all that I did. Everything that I wanted to happen in 2023, all I did was set my intentions and boom, it all happened. I did not journal not one time last year. And y'all know I'm the queen of journaling. Y'all know that. I don't recall intentionally meditating, not one time. Now, I'm not saying this to say that, oh, just stop journaling, because that's stupid. Like, journaling works, right? But I think I've just built this manifestation muscle up so strong that, I don't know, I just feel like I don't have to do all the things. I just have to just be. And we talked about this. I just be. And I just trust. And I have gone from a place of believing, right? You have to believe that it's possible. You have to believe that you deserve it. I think there is a very strong distinction between believing and knowing, right? I think in the beginning of your journeys of manifestation, your mindset journey, I think believing is like for beginners. Believing is for beginners. Knowing is for the pros, right? So you believing and knowing is two different things, right? Yeah, I believe that it's possible versus I know that it's possible, right? I believe that this can happen versus I know it's already done, right? Knowing is so definitive. It's so concrete. It's like fact. I know that it's already done, right? Versus believing. And I just kind of really want you guys to get to that point where you just know, right? Because when you say, yeah, I believe that, right? I believe it, but I feel like belief leaves so much room for doubt. And I think knowing removes all doubt, right? Like, I don't know if you believe that. This is a stupid example, but it's literally the first thing that popped in my head. So you can have a man that raised you all of your life, right? And maybe you have questions. But yeah, I believe that's my father. I know this is weird. I believe that's my father versus I know that's my father, right? And that probably will resonate with people who were raised by people that weren't their bio parents, right? I believe versus what I know. It's a big difference in those two things. And again, I'm not telling you guys to not do all of the things, use the tools that are there to help you manifest, the writing them down, the visualizations. I'm not saying not to do that. I'm just saying get to a point where you don't have to do that. Right? Where you don't have to do it. Where all you have to do is set your intention, speak your intention, and know that it's going to come to pass. That's what I did all 2023. So, 2024, I didn't go into 2023 with any, like, goals. I was in such a horrible mental state going into 2023 that I didn't even have any goals. Like, I just wanted to survive, right? I just wanted to get back to a healthy place mentally. That was like my biggest goal for 2023, right? And it worked, you know, not having the stress of, you know, having all these things that I want to manifest. It's not that I don't want to manifest certain things, because I do. It's just that I'm not going to be focused, hyper-focused on said goals, right? So I'm going into 2024 with that same energy. Yes, I have things that I want to accomplish this year, but my focus, last year was reset. This year is going to be alignment. That is going to be my word for 2024. Align. Align and grow rich. How fitting. So, I reset last year. This year, I am focusing on aligning, realigning with the highest version of myself. Right? Aligning with health, aligning with success, aligning with love, aligning with riches, aligning with better relationships, with my friends, with my children, with myself. Just alignment. That's my focus for 2024. 2023 was an incredible year. So many things happened, and I was trying to piece together, like, just like I have a lot of podcast audio footage that I've never posted, I also have a lot of vlog footage that I've never posted. And so over the last weekend, I was sitting and I said I was going to put all of the footage in one video, maybe two, because I don't want it to be super long. Excuse me. And that reviewing that footage really forced me to reflect, because so many things happened that I totally forgot about. So many amazing things. And one of the videos that hit me, one of the clips that hit me the hardest was I had footage of when we first moved here. And in our first apartment, I'm in my second apartment now here, moving to my third this weekend. But in the first apartment, it was so empty. And, you know, my kids were sleeping on air mattresses. I was sleeping on the floor. And I was saging in that clip. And it really just took me back to that moment. Because the peace was so heavy. The peace was so heavy. And it didn't matter that we didn't have shit, right? It didn't matter that we were sitting on the floor. You know, none of that mattered. It was just the peace that we were experiencing. And then fast forward a few months later, and our apartment is full, right? It's full of furniture, it's decorated. All the things. And I'm like, damn, I have really come a long way. To say just over a year ago, we completely started all over. We completely started, and it didn't take me long to turn our apartment into a home, right? It did not take me long at all. And I've had so many fun times, a lot of fun this year or last year. I've met so many amazing people. I've made friends. You know, it's like all the things that happened, and none of that would have happened had I not left the environment I was in. I you know, that was for somebody. I don't know who that was for. Who this for? I don't know. But none of that would have happened had I not left the toxic, draining, controlling environment that we were in. That was for somebody listening, right? We get so hung up. We get so comfortable, right? It took me 2 years to leave, y'all. It took me 2 years to finally muster up the strength to leave that situation. 2 years. The biggest excuse that I would make is, and to me it wasn't an excuse at the time, but I would always say, I don't want to take away my kids' home. Like, they all have their own rooms. We have this big, beautiful house, but we were all miserable. And in my head, I felt like my kids were going to hate me for removing them from such a beautiful space, right? But my kids are fine. I know my kids are a lot happier. Even though I'm sure they would all, you know, want to be in a big house again and have their own rooms again, I think they would pick this over the energy that we were living with, right? It took me 2 years to finally get out. And even though it was a tough decision, it took a long time for me to solidify that decision, it was the best decision I've ever made in my life. Because honestly, I don't feel like I would have made it out of 2023 had I not made that decision. I know that we all get really comfortable and, you know, you'd rather put up with some toxicity versus the unknown. And that's where I was for 2 years. And I know a lot of you all may be there too, right? You know you need to leave a certain situation, whether it's a job, a relationship, a city, a country, right? You know you need to leave it, but it's your comfort zone, right? And it's, at least when you wake up day to day, you know what to expect versus starting all over and embarking on the unknown. But if you have had that inkling, that nudge to leave whatever this environment is, girl, do it. Because I guarantee you it's going to be the best decision you will ever make in your life. The amount of doors that, like, 2023, and it's almost scary to say out loud, but 2023 was so easy for me. That bars, that rhymed. 2023 was so easy for me. It's like I trusted in 20. I had no choice. I came to Nashville with $500. I don't even know if I had that much, right? And trust. That's all that I had. I had more trust than money. And I had to trust that God, the universe, my ancestors were going to have my back, right? I had to have a lot of trust. It's like floating in a pool, in some water. You just have to trust that water and your balance is going to hold you up and keep you from sinking, right? When that's all you have, when that's all you're left with is just trusting and knowing that everything is going to work, that's all I had, right? I didn't even have the strength, the energy, the bandwidth to try to control the outcome. Mentally, I was out of there. Mentally, I couldn't even do it, right? I couldn't even try to control what was going on around me. I didn't have it in me. So all I was left with was trust. And it worked for me. And I said, wow, this is easy. I like it here. My old mentor, not old, she's not old, but back when I used to work with her, she used to always, hold on, y'all. She used to always talk about how much she would sleep and how most days she would do nothing. She didn't say nothing. She said nothing. And while I understood what she was saying, I get it now. There is so much power in doing no thing. When you embody the energy of doing no thing, that is you letting God know that I am out of it. I am not going to try to control any part of this, right? I trust. I'm doing nothing. And I remember she used to talk about sleeping a lot. She would sleep a lot. If she was sleeping, she would just take a nap, right? She would take a nap. She didn't care if she had to cancel some meetings, some calls. If she felt the need to rest, that's exactly what she would do. And she would talk about how when she would awake, everything that she needed to happen just magically happened, and she had nothing to do with it. And so in 2023, I did a lot of doing nothing. I did a lot of that. Because again, if it didn't bring me peace, if it brought me any type of angst, I didn't want to do it. And trust me, I was tested. I was definitely tested. But I had to stand on business. That's what we're saying in 2024, right? I had to stand on business. And, you know, some relationships didn't make it to 2024. That's unfortunate, but it is what it is, right? I did a lot of doing nothing. So when you don't know what to do, when you feel like your back is against the wall, when you feel like it's not going to work out the way that you need for it to work out, I want you to do no think. I want you to state your intention. What do you want the outcome to be? And then you just have to go into a place of knowing, right? If it's meant to be, it will be. If it's for me, it will be. Right? If it's meant to be, it's going to be. There's nothing that you have to do to make something be if it's already meant for you. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. You know, I'm trying to take the stress out of manifestation. And I know I did that in 2023. Now, I'm going to end it here. Because I really want y'all to chew on that. I want y'all to really process what I have shared today. And I hope it makes sense, because y'all know I be all over the place sometimes, right? And I want y'all to DM me after you listen to this, especially those of you who have been harassing me. For those of you who have harassed me about getting these episodes out, I need for y'all to DM me and let me know what you're taking from this episode. What is the number one highlight, right? What was the aha moment of this episode? And I want you guys to DM me on Instagram. Of course, share the podcast. Hello, share the podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast, but also DM me and let me know what your biggest takeaway is. And I'm going to take those responses, and then we're going to have a part two to this conversation next Monday here on Align and Grow Rich. Again, happy 2024, y'all. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank y'all for your support. Thank y'all for pushing me to get back on my Zoom and start posting again on the podcast. Thank y'all for that. I will talk to you guys next Monday. And until then, what do we say? Go out and manifest some epic shit.